third Sunday of Advent. And this Advent season is, as you know, we've been talking about this in the past. It begins four Sundays before Christmas. And it's meant to be like a season of waiting on the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus the King. And so we mentioned last week that Advent comes from a Latin word meaning coming or arrival, right? So the Advent season is all about is that we remember that Jesus has come in the past and that Jesus will come again in the future, right? So we celebrate the fact that Jesus who was God, that Jesus who was God was born a man in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago to Mary and Joseph, right? He was placed in a manger. There were shepherds, there were wise men, there were farm animals there. There was a bright shining star, angels are singing on high, right? This is the beginning of the life of Jesus Christ that culminated and ended on the cross,
right?
And began again anew in the resurrection, right? This is something that we celebrate. We remember this happened in history. We celebrate His birth because it's the beginning of the freedom for us as Christians, this freedom that we can experience on His cross and the hope that we have in His resurrection, right? And we also look forward to, so that's looking back, we also look forward to Jesus has already come, but He will come again soon, right? And He will come again once and for all to judge the living and the dead. He's going to establish His kingdom in heaven, in a new heaven and a new earth with Him as on the throne as King. He's going to make everything new again. Everything that's been torn apart and ripped apart and ravaged by sin, He's going to make new again. He will make us new again. He'll take away every hurt, every pain. He'll wipe away every tear and every sadness. God will be our joy and we will be His sons and daughters forever, for eternity. And so, this Advent season, we wait with expectant hearts. This Advent season is a season of remembering and waiting. And we also mentioned that the arrival of Jesus means that God is coming in the flesh. We call it the incarnation, right? Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us. But why is it so important that God came to be with us? What was the big deal that Jesus became a man and dwelt amongst us? Well, one of the reasons why was because God wanted to turn sorrow into joy. I mean, this is what we're going to be talking about this morning. This is why Jesus came to us. Jesus is the beginning of this process in which God was restoring our joy again. Right? So we're going to read in Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35, so if you have your Bibles or your devices, please turn with me there. We're going to be walking through the first half of it, but I'm going to read the full whole chapter, so if you can keep a finger on that page in the Bible, that'd be great. You can also follow along with, on the screen, but it'd be really beneficial for you to be able to follow along on your page, on your text, on your Bible. Chapter 35, verse 1 in Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land will be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. Verse 8, and the highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk along the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon them. They shall not be found there, and the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word to us. We thank you for these words of Isaiah.
Happy 容易啲嘅系嘛？出去大饮大食嘅翻去旅行 ，happy 好容易，开心好容易。但真系喜乐，喜乐又唔 happy，happy 透过啲即系饮饮食食啊，开心心啊，
都容易啲可以短暂嘅有啲刺激，
但真系喜乐喺里边涌出嚟嘅，纵然面对艰难，面对逆境，仲有呢款嘅喜乐。涌出嚟嘅，
咁容易啦。
你透過呢段經文喺將臨期嘅第三個禮拜，如果根據咧教會嗰個嘅傳統或者嗰個嘅慶祝咧，就係每個禮拜點一支蠟燭。上禮拜蘇傳道同我講第二篇講到嘅時候，應該係點第二支蠟燭。今日應該係講第三支蠟燭。入第三個禮拜，重點係講到喜樂。當然啦，喜樂都有兩個原因嘅。正如將臨期有兩個好緊要嘅信息，或者兩個方向。第一個，我哋回望二千幾年前基督耶穌為我哋降生喺馬槽裏邊，或者拯救我呢班罪人。回望以前上帝就耶穌基督降臨第一次降臨嘅時候，施展嗰個嘅救恩，亦都咧話俾人聽個平安同埋愛。啊，將臨期咗第二個信息就係我哋向前望、期待、期盼基督耶穌第二次再翻嚟。今日經文亦都咧好放喺第二個重點當中，我哋期盼。
So this particular passage in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 35, takes place after chapter 34, right? Which is obvious, but chapter 34 describes this incredibly stark and gloomy destruction and judgment scenario, right?
If you read in chapter 34, verse 9,
it says, "The streams of Edom shall be turned into pitch." Her land shall become burning pitch. Night and day it shall not be quenched. Its smoke shall go up forever. I mean, this is just a glimpse into what chapter 34 is all about. You imagine the apocalypse, right? And chapter 34 just fills your head with all these images of destruction that God is going to wreak on the wicked, right? You have images of these abandoned strongholds, these kind of like buildings that are overgrown with thorns and thistles, right? Any evidence of human civilization is kind of burned to the ground, right? It's like this wasteland, the images that it describes here. Why does the world end up like this? Why does the world end up like this? If you read the rest of Isaiah leading up to this chapter, you'll discover that it's a series of teachings that basically says this. Your arrogance and self-importance apart from God is not going to last. This is the warning of Isaiah, right? If we think that we can continue to be independent of God, right? If we continue to reject God in order to build a life apart from God, we have sinned, right? If we continue in this sin, if we continue to say, this is my life, I'm going to live it the way I want to live it, this is my life, right? I know myself better than you. I know what I want better than you. I can live my life the way better than you can live it. I don't want to listen to you. Like, if this is what our lives is ultimately about, chapter 34 is waiting for us. This is what chapter 34 is waiting for us. Right, and it's a little fire and brimstone, right? It's not something that we like to talk about nowadays because we only want to hear about the nice God. We only want loving God. We want buddy Jesus. We don't want like vengeful, violent, just Jesus. We don't like to hear about the dangerous God. We like Jesus, our best friend. But we don't like this God who can really take us out instantly.
Because,
but here's the thing, right? If we're being real for a moment, we as sinful humans deserve to be taken out.
冇盼望，
That's who we are.
乜都冇，乜都冇。
We talked a little bit about this in Sunday school last Sunday. God, as a righteous and holy judge, has every right to take us out.
欢喜快乐，
He brought us into the world. He can take us out of the world.
有几个地方刻意提出嚟。
Because we're sinners, man. We're sinners through and through. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Right? The wages of sin is death.
请提过。旷野,
the natural consequences of sin is death. Right? Just like if I stub my toe, the natural consequence is screaming like a little girl. Right? In my case. Right? God, in His sovereignty, in His holiness, and His righteousness, and His perfect justice, has every right to completely destroy me.
But He doesn't.
Why? Because He is gracious and compassionate.Scripture tells us he's slow to anger and abounding in love. The only reason we are sitting in this room right now, the only reason that I have life right now, standing, speaking these words to you right now, is because God, in His infinite grace and His mercy and love, wants me to be here. Wants me to live.We're alive because He wants us to be alive. We reject God, we rebel against God,We constantly turn away from God, but He's constantly just giving us this chance to return Him. I'll give you more time. I want you to have more time. I want you to have more time. Turn back to me.
Right,
chapter 34 is like a warning to us. Right? This is going to happen. This is going to happen if we keep going on without Him. Right? Our world will become our world, not just like our physical world, but our world, our lives will become like a desert, a wilderness, a wasteland, physically, spiritually.In every way. So here's what I want to ask you. What does this wilderness look like in your life?
In your own life?
Are you in the place in your life right now where you've lost hope? You're at the end of your struggles, man. Maybe you're struggling with sin and you don't even care anymore.Maybe you've been rejecting and ignoring God for so long that you're not even sure if He still wants you anymore. Maybe you feel so distant from God, man.
So, you
don't even know what to listen for anymore, even if you wanted to get back to Him.
無力的手啊，搖動的膝頭哥啊，同埋憂心的人啊，就正常人的心態，面對前面嗰個艱難。
You're lost, you're wandering, you can't get your bearings. You're in chapter
34.
Chapter 35 comes along and says this, the wilderness and the dry land. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. What's happening here? Remember at the end of Beauty and the Beast, this is not a spoiler alert.I'm just going to tell you the ending. It's like 25 years ago this movie came out, so there's no spoilers left to spoil. All the servants of this castle, right, of the castle of the beast, right, this curse, they were cursed many years ago. They turned them, all the servants into like household objects, right, like a candlestick or a clock or a teapot.Right, the prince was turned into this disgusting, hideous beast. Remember that?Right? They were like to be like that forever unless someone came along and fell in love with the beast. You know the story, right? Belle, and then this girl, Belle, this country girl, Belle comes along, she's beautiful, and she says, I love you. She goes to love the beast. She says, I love you, breaks the curse once and for all. And magically, the beast all of a sudden transforms into Fabio, right? You guys don't know who Fabio is, do you? Man, that's okay. I thought that was a good joke. But clearly it wasn't. Fabio, okay, so you like a romance novel? Is it one of those dudes? Anyways, we'll try again next time, okay? We'll try next time. And all the household items become human again.They'll become human again. But remember what the castle looked like under the curse, right? It was dark, it was black. It was gloomy. The land was gloomy. It was like constantly nighttime there, right? All the land was overgrown. The castle was overgrown with thorns and thistles. the growing up the side of the castle.
所以跟住经文,
what happened when the curse was lifted?
第四节鼓励我啲何
大。What happened when the curse was lifted?
原来今日我可以,
the castle turned from like black to white, right?
因为上帝会灵,
it's like someone took a power washer to it. And then the gargoyles on the roof turned into like angel figure statues, right? What happened to the thorns? The thorns, they became flowers.
所以如果有第二幅嘅圖
咧，當然啦，我覺得文字
可以俾我多啲空間想像啊。但係如果你咧，
this is the kind of imagery that's being described here in chapter
35.
This wasteland, dry place, suddenly being filled with light and life and beauty and rejoicing.
呢幅咧我哋好認識嘅嚇，我哋加拿大嘅國寶。
The name of the flower that's translated from the Hebrew into crocus refers to this flower that back then usually blooms after a heavy rainfall and turns the desert and the wilderness into this place of tremendous beauty. And then verse 2 says, this flower will blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. How does this happen?
Because he knows there is a hope ahead.
How does this happen? Why? How do change? How do things change so suddenly?
Let's keep going in verse 2 at the end. It says,
they shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. In other words, God comes near. God arrives. God is present in this desert place.This desert sees God and is completely transformed. Suddenly, life grows where none existed before. Suddenly, there's rejoicing where everything was going dry. One commentary writes that joy is always a byproduct of the presence of God in the world. Because whenever God shows up, there is rejoicing. But Isaiah, what Isaiah is pointing us to,isn't some abstract idea of God showing up. It's not something we have to rack our brains trying to figure out. I mean, what does this mean? What does this mean? What Isaiah is pointing to is this. It's the only way for the wasteland to be filled with life again. The only way for beauty and joy to show up in the desert places is for God to arrive. John 1, verse 14 says this, that the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us.
Who
is John talking about here? Jesus, right? Jesus, who is God himself, comes down and dwells amongst us. He makes his home, here.
Now look
what he says this.
We have seen his glory.
We have seen his glory.
The Advent season
is all about expectancy.This anticipating of something that's to come that's going to turn your life around, all of our lives around. It's going to change the world. Something that's going to change you. Something that brings this incredible hope. We're all drawn to some kind of hope. We're all drawn to some kind of expectation. Right? It's this expectation that somehow, maybe my life will get better.You hope in these things. You dream about these things. You trust that these things are going to happen. You want these things. And it's going to, you trust that these things are going to make your life better. Maybe you're graduating university soon. Right? Your hope is that your degree or your education will get you into the workforce so that you can finally gain some independence.You can finally begin to make a life for yourself, right? Life can begin. It feels like being a student is just this one long period of transition and uncertainty. Man, you just want some certainty in your life. If only you can graduate and start my career, then things will be certain. Maybe you're expecting a promotion or a new job or a big bonus check.
Right,
I did some premarital counseling this week with them, and the groom-to-be is an investment banker. And he's saying that in the investment banking world, you get these days where you get massive resignations on one particular day, on the day that people get their bonus payouts. So as soon as people check their bank account, see that their bonus payment is there, they'll quit their jobs and move on to other things.
Their hope is in that paycheck. Their hope is in that bonus. 嗰班對上帝冇信心或者恐懼當中冇盼望嘅人，上帝可以轉為咧由沙漠變為一個水池邊嗰個安息嘅環境，經歷上帝帶嚟嗰個人嘅安靜，
嗰個平穩。
第五幅嘅圖畫
，ultimate joy，
highway 公路。呢张咧呼之欲出啦，就系咧，那里必有一条嘅大路，
成为
咧圣路，不洁净嘅人不能经过，就是那些行走正路嘅人所预备嘅。愚昧嘅人咧就唔会上面流连。
Put so much into relationships,
特别提到咧，即系嗰个神预备一条路系行走正路嘅人咧去行嘅。特别留意嗰、那条路咧，佢话你话愚昧的人咧。
Are you in the wilderness?
經文其實提到係話，因為好多標記都好清楚，連啲好蠢嘅夫係嘛，蠢嘅人咧都唔會迷路。神預備救恩，
係
祝福帶領嗰啲即係被神咧拯救嘅人，
條
路可以跟住翻屋企，條路係翻去上帝嗰度。
經
文裏邊翻屋企同翻上帝屋企都一樣嘅啫，翻去上帝嗰度。跟住咧，經文提到冇獅子啊，冇猛獸啊咁樣。其實同我上次講到都一樣啦。
You're a desert,
你知道咧，我哋進入個喺亞述帝國，即係喺圖畫中間好大嚿白色段地方。亞述帝國，
跟住
下邊咧喺左下角埃及嘅版圖，咪就兩國家強國成日打嚟打去嘅。中間好有好有嗰條路咧，
係以色列佢哋居住地方，
所以咧兩國家成日打嚟打去，經過中間以色列啦，都係咧無妄之災，或者係俾人拉攏嗰邊，其實都俾人打嘅，好驚嘅，真係嘛？見到經文話神提醒過亞述軍隊會嚟侵犯國境，所以條路係唔安全㗎嘛。佢知道亞述軍隊嚟緊啦，係嘛？有場仗要打啦，好多人會死啦，所以好驚啊！所以神刻意經文提到佢話咧，唔使驚，冇獅子冇猛獸嘅，好安全嘅。所以幅即係都係幅詩篇啦，幅詩嘅題材啦，幅圖畫唔使驚。唔使惊敌人，唔使惊恐惧。我睇住你，我带住你行，我同你一齐行。
That we shall see His glory. What does this mean for us?
翻屋企嘅路。
What does this mean?
第十节，蒙耶华救赎嘅人，呢班救赎嘅人点行啊？
即
必归回，必欢呼嘅，必
食
安，笑住唱住歌咁翻屋企。必有永远嘅喜乐。
Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance and with the recompense of God.He will come and save you.
好辛苦咁，又唱住歌，唱住歌翻去屋企，唱住歌翻去见上帝。好幅美丽嘅图画，如果你中意咧，有幅人嘅图画去比较嘅话咧，我拣咗呢张。
And as we travel through life, I don't know anyone who doesn't have some level of fear.
黑暗当中，哎呀，唔知去边度。
We're afraid of what we don't understand.
睇到光明，仲要一条路。
We're afraid of what the future is going to bring.We're afraid for our kids. We're afraid of being lonely. We're afraid of being broke. We're afraid of living with regret. We're afraid of not experiencing the things that we hope to experience. We're afraid of being afraid.
Highway, 大路都係以賽亞書咧。
I know, I'm afraid of a lot of things. I'm afraid of not providing for my family. I'm afraid of disappointing the people around me. These are huge fears that drive me in a lot of ways.
That make me make decisions that I make. 翻去上帝嗰度。
But to all of us that fear, Isaiah is encouraging us. He's saying your hands are shaking, your knees are wobbly, you're anxious, you're scared. Be strong, fear not.
用咗幾次咧呢段經文。
Why?
It says, Behold, your God will come and save
you. It says, Behold, your God will come and save you.
不住重複呢幅嘅圖畫。神睇呢幅图画，
and if you ever thought that God is so distant, even you feel so far away from me, the truth is you don't have to try to reach Him. He comes to you.
十六节，佢话为着
you don't have to be afraid anymore.
就是那些在亚述静下。
When we celebrate Advent today, because the Lord our God has come already.
以色列咧，埃及地。
He came 2,000 years ago, and we look forward to the day when He's going to come back.
神冇忘記你，如果條路讓你
翻屋企，第二次翻屋企。He's not far away and distant. He's not difficult to find, even though some of us think so.
有一條咧從埃及通往亞述嘅大路。
When we know Him as Emmanuel, God with us, God is with us. John 1 tells us the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us once again.
去親近神。
And even though Jesus is not physically with us now, here in this room, He is here amongst us by His Spirit.
有聲音去呼喊說：你們要在曠野清理耶和華的路，在沙漠修直
fill us.
神嘅大怒
to dwell within us.
呢经文好熟，边度睇过啊？
And remember what he said in, at the end of Matthew 28. He says, "And behold, I am with you always."
为耶稣预备一个道路出嚟咧，预备呢条让人咧去到耶稣面前，预备 prepare the road.
God is with us.
去到上帝面前。另外第六十二章第十节尾声啦，都系再讲翻呢条 highway 条大路，你们要经过。要从圣门经过，
The God of the universe, the creator of everything has come near to us. We have no reason to fear.
要咧检去石头，向万民咧竖立呢条圣旗。
But not only has he come into our midst, but this God who's in our midst is a mighty one who will save us. He has the power to save our souls from judgment and wrath and condemnation. He has the power to redeem and restore us and renew us and rebuild us back up. The power to forgive us and grant us freedom from sin. He has the power to turn your life from this empty and dry wilderness into this beautiful garden.
当然啦，呢经文我哋见到咧好多唔同嘅信片，有啲经文你谂下，哎呀，牧师，我都有病嘅，有病都冇好翻，
离世添，
甚至乎我哋都人生见到都系沙漠，见唔到水，仲好多艰难。所以呢段经文其实好多神学家都咧，亲自供应呢段经文，终极应验喺耶稣。
In other words, when God comes and saves us, the effects ought to be felt immediately. These are real and tangible things that happen in a person's life when they see the glory of God, right? And they're saved by Him, right? And notice this, it's not just that God helps you in small ways here. We've been saying in the last couple of weeks that God doesn't just want to improve our lives, He wants to completely transform them. Right, so the benefits of God's salvation isn't that He's going to get you into certain schools, He's not going to help you get better grades or give you a better job or make your families better or your kids more obedient. Sometimes that's the extent of our experience of God, right? That's all we expect of Him. I mean, those things might be part of it, but that's not all that God is good for. No. The benefit of God's salvation is to completely rearrange your life. Look at what God does here. He says, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame can walk. Right? These things are things that completely change the trajectory of someone's life. Like if you... One moment you're blind, you can't see a thing, everything is dark, and suddenly the next moment you can see, like, if you've never heard anything in your life, and suddenly your ears are awakened to the sound of birds chirping, the sound of children playing, you hear music, beautiful music for the first time in your life, this is going to change you. You go from this was my life, and I couldn't do anything because of this, to now there is no limit to what I can do. Whatever it is in your life that keeps you from truly living, God eradicates it. Do you want to experience true joy in your life?
刚刚看到美国就係有個調查，都係訪問全世界好多唔同嘅醫生啊，或者係醫學院嘅學生。我發覺咧，連醫生或醫學生都好多嘅壓力啊。大約係四分之一咧都有 depression 嘅症狀，十分一有咧自殺嗰個傾向。即係醫生自己都面對好多壓力，
自然生
我都面對病痛，面對苦難，
甚至
我都期望醫生可以幫到我哋。依當醫生可以幫到我哋，但醫生自己都面對壓力，面對好多人生。好多唔同嘅難處，佢都面對佢家人點樣壓力。今日啲經文好想鼓勵我哋，翻去上帝喺度親近神，諗起上帝就嚟翻嚟嘅時候，就係我哋今日嘅法院嘅手啊、法院嘅腿啊，開始起身可以侍奉，繼續服侍最大嘅
動力。所以
今日咧應用當中，咁咧可以有幾樣嘢可以
諗下嘅，
同埋有三樣嘢大家一齊可以學習。
You've been holding God at arm's length.
第一个呢，
You've been trying to do things out of your own strength, your own, for your own wants and desires, and you just haven't let him come into your life.
Maybe
you're in the wilderness of
your own creation.
You try to create joy for yourself, but it never lasts.
18-23 经文佢话咧，
约
翰
fails you，
即系使徒约翰坐紧监，
it always fade away.
神所重用嘅仆人竟然坐监。
You always seem end up, you always seem to end up back in this wilderness.
即系我咁爱主，侍奉主咁忠心，
竟然坐监，阶
下囚。
You could try to spend your way out of it.
开始怀疑，怀疑自己所做嘅唔值得咧。开始怀疑，
try to escape it, but God.所以佢18:11
话揾啲门徒啊，所以问耶稣：耶稣，我哋冇等错人，冇话俾我听，我冇等错。
It's only a matter of time.
人喺困难当中，就算施洗约翰咁忠心嘅仆人，佢都有怀疑嘅时间。面对苦难，面对艰难，有时我都不期然，好多问号。
神
啊，你等错，点解？
When we see the glory of God, it says sorrow and sighing are going to flee away, they're going to run away.
我留意耶稣怎么答
的。Why would we settle for anything else?
留意十八节都说呢，其实约翰的门徒都说已经将一切事告诉约翰听了。之前第七章之前那一段说什么，说耶稣医好人，说耶稣令死人都复活，耶稣可以行很大神迹的，病到就是死的，隔空都可以医治，一个死了的都可以令他复活。耶稣好大能力，所以约翰的门徒将啲嘢都话俾约翰听啦，已经约翰都知道啦。但约翰都真系好多问号，问耶稣点解？你咁有能力，咁有神迹，点解你唔救我咧？我约翰都问嘅问题啦，你隔空都医好人，死咗都可以翻生，我今日坐紧监，你嚟救我，轻而易举啦，系嘛？但约翰听完啲消息之后，仲要问点解咧？21节。在这时候耶稣医好了很多患病的人，遭灾难的人，有污鬼附着的人，施恩给盲眼的人，叫他们能看见。22节，耶稣回答约翰那两个门徒的话，你们回去把看见和听见的都告诉约翰，就是盲的可以看见，跛的可以行翻，生麻风的好翻，聋的可以听见，死了可以复活，穷人有福音听，但不被我绊倒的就有福了。耶稣重复翻约翰已经知道嘅嘢，冇新嘢加噶系嘛？约翰一早知道啦，佢知道咗噶系嘛？第一节讲咗，第十八节讲咗啦。约翰知道咗呢啲情况噶。耶稣重复翻约翰知道嘅嘢。今日我哋面对好多人生嘅苦难、疾病、死亡，好多艰难。有时我哋可能好似耶稣一样，冇乜新答案，可能就系翻去圣经里边，再读翻耶稣应许、耶稣嘅言行，再一次喺神嘅话语当中坚固翻我哋嘅信心，驱除我哋嘅怀疑。冇新嘢加，约翰亦都冇经历过神迹嘅拯救，系嘛？约翰结果是人头落地殉道，而到耶稣这段说话没有新嘢加的，都是那段约翰已经知道的东西。今天同样都是，今天我们可能很需要读圣经，重读神的话语，坚固我们的信心。正如今天的经文提到什么？盲的、跛的，很多地方神说可以将它回转，可以医治，不止心灵可以医治，肉体可以重新被医治，可以有一个荣耀的身体。所以但是第二个的应用就是罗马书，看第二个这个经文讲到我将来耶稣第二次回来的时候会应验的。今天如果我记得的话，今天我有疾病面对苦难的时候，或者我容易一点再被提醒，今天纵然病了医好，我都会再病，病完医好我都会离世，是吗？所以必须要被提醒，唯有真正没有病、没有痛、没有眼泪、没有癌症的是耶稣第二次回来，我才会经历这份 的生命。罗马书第八章十八至廿三节，呢段经文咧都系我喺星期三夜晚喺 hospital 嘅时候同阿 Louis 读嘅经文。虽然第二朝佢又离世，但系呢段经文咧都系俾佢同俾佢嘅家人，俾我自己好大嘅鼓励，好大安慰。经文话：我看现在嘅苦难与将要向我们显现嘅荣耀系无法相比嘅。被造嘅万物都热切渴望神的种子显现出来，因为被造的万物伏在虚空之下，不是自己愿意的，而是由于使他屈服的那一位。被造的万物盼望自己得着释放，脱离败坏的奴役，得着神儿女荣耀的自由。我们知道被造的万物直到现在都一同在痛苦呻吟，不但这样，连我们这些有圣灵作为初熟果子的人，自己也在心里叹息，热切期待成为儿子，就是我们的身体得赎。这经文在第八章，其实第四、第五、第六章讲到耶稣为我们死，我们已经可以是一个新造的人，旧我已经死了，已经复活了，但同样讲到属灵生命我们更新了，但同样他没有忽略到肉身继续是会衰败。所以第八章提了一个图画，我们很少读的，是吧？但是今天我们身体，其实我们活在苦难当中，身体还是等着被释放。我们会患病，我们会有病痛，越是老越是年纪大越是病痛多，很自然的。今天经文说什么？我们伏在虚空之下，不单止你，万物都是，全世界都是，我们等着耶稣回来释放我们。我们有荣耀身体，有时适当的时候读回经文，我们鼓励今天被造万物，不单止你被造万物，因为人犯罪缘故，整个大地受咒诅，是吗？今天地上其实明天不会更好，我知道，但我有盼望耶稣第二次回来，不单止有新天新地，我更加有一个荣耀的身体。今天我们会有劳苦叹息，我们会有患病，在祈祷都不蒙医治，会今天，这就是我的盼望，不单止你，全世界万物都在等耶稣回来那天得着荣耀，得着释放。这经文都是提醒我们，这五张 postcard 五张的明信片，他将我盼望放在耶稣再回来，又让我们定焦，不是只望目前的困难，我们深信耶稣会再回来，一切都会更新，我们等着这一天。第三条形容位问题，怎么预备自己？刚才经文说那条 highway， 神透过使徒约翰预备的人亲近上帝。如果今天我们知道，今天我们知道这五张的明信片这么大的鼓舞，是吗？今天我们怎么预备自己迎接耶稣第二次回来呢？圣诞歌唱了很多了，是吗？好好，圣诞提醒我们神的爱，哇，好好开心的圣诞歌，好好的圣诞的故事提醒我们，耶稣第一次回来，大家都没有预备，是吗？大家都没有预备的，没人迎接他，连客店的主人都没有预备，求其给个马槽就算了，这样大家都没有预备的，是吗？大家走宝，除非天使显现粒星来到带领，否则没有人知道耶稣基督降临。但耶稣第二次回来呢，你和我可以早点预备的，我们怎么预备呢？我们有没有预备呢？今天我们笑第一次耶稣降临的时候，哎呀，那些人走宝了，圣经明讲那么多预言，但那些人完全都走晒宝，错过了这个机会迎接耶稣基督，预备耶稣基督的降临。今天我们做新约信徒，我们怎么预备耶稣第二次降临呢？正如刚才那几张的图画明信片很负面，是吧？沙漠啊，旷野，没有生命，没有盼望，没有前途的，神都将它转为开花结果，花园水池充满了盼望的地方。今天呢，你有想过神可以将逆境困难的地方彰显神的荣耀？如今天想的时候，会今天同样这样的眼光去看我们的前路，看教会，看不同的服侍机会，有危必有机，不是我们得，是上帝嘛。 第二个，今日我会重整我优先次序咧。要知道耶稣就嚟翻嚟，一定会第二次翻嚟嘅话，今日我哋忙啲乜嘢咧？我哋会唔会忙好多嘢，其实冇嘢带得走？翻去见主嘅时候，见到耶稣，明知你翻嚟，但我冇准备，盼望我哋重新重整我人生，我哋价值观，我哋时间，我哋金钱，我哋优先次序，以至我哋今日既然我系属神嘅人，我哋笑住翻屋企，我都预备条路同好多人一齐翻屋企，要预备其他唔认识耶稣嘅人一齐用呢条 highway 呢条大路认识神，一齐开心带住盼望嘅翻屋企。咩系你嘅优先次序呢？最尾提到咧嗰个嘅做好准备啊嘛，好多新闻。好多地方都系，我哋都系睇实。哎呀，好多都系 reaction 啊，被动嘅。今日如果明知上帝有咁大能力，明知耶稣一定会再翻嚟嘅话，我哋会唔会除咗被动之外，主动嘅？哎呀，主动揾下我咩恩赐呢？我咩时间可以服侍神呢？唔好等人嗌，主动揾出嚟，神啊，有咩地方可以做得好啲嘅咧？可以服侍得好啲嘅咧？预备好自己，系嘛？唔使等人嗌，甚至乎咧，望下神啊，祈祷神啊，喺呢个工作环境当中，喺邻居当中。我怎样可以见证你呢？主动的去问这些问题，主动问上帝，除人问我之外，我怎样装备自己呢？好不好回到主学呢？读多些圣经呢？读多些护教学，即人答人问题呢？回到些训练班呢？以致我可以帮助人地爱主、侍奉主、信主呢？我怎样预备自己呢？由被动变主动，求神呢帮助我们。最后送一个的故事，应该一个见证来结束。在美国有个年轻人叫做 Bill Bosworth， 咁咧佢都系喺十八岁嘅时候咧个老瘤，所以咧就压住个脑，所以咧拐下拐下咁样。咁所以但系咧佢喺28岁嘅时候咧，佢即系唔使用拐杖啦，咁可以咧可以唔使拐杖可以拐下拐下咁行。虽然咧困难重重，但系佢冇忘记佢最中意嘅活动就系咧长跑，跑马拉松。咁咧就参加咗美国阿马哈市嗰、那个马拉松长跑，嗰年咧都系有另一个嘅高手 Bill Rogers， 咁都系当年咧都系长跑好叻嘅人一齐去跑，当然一齐跑 ，Bill Rogers 咧呢个冠军人马好快就冲线啦，继续攞嘅冠军，跑咗两个半钟头，呢位咧拐下拐下嘅 Bill 仲喺度跑紧，个个都走晒，跑到两个钟头45分钟，连咧嗰啲嘅警察啊，连嗰啲嘅服侍人员啊，连个终点嘅 banner 都拆埋啦，即系冲线啊，终点嘅标记那个海报都拆埋，走晒。呢位阿彪拐下拐下咁跑，佢谂下，啲人都走晒啦，灯都熄埋 ，party 都完晒 ，banner 都拆埋，我再跑落去都未都冇人见到啦，其实仲有冇意思再跑落去咧？值唔值得再跑落去咧？有小朋友经过话俾佢听，仲跑啊？party 完咗啦，走晒啦啲人，都想放弃。睇佢见到再跑就见到认到前面嗰位，虽然 banner 拆咗，佢认到嗰位系终点嗰个位置嚟嘅。虽然冇 banner， 冇人，冇欢呼，警察走晒 ，banner 都拆埋，认到个位，嗰个位就系原本终点嘅位置。喺度拐下拐下跑落去，跑到终点嘅时候，啱啱嗰个冠军人马阿 Bill Rogers 同啲朋友。啱饮完嘢，经过见到佢跑喺终点，呢位 Bill Rogers 冲埋去，俾个拥抱佢，将佢嘅金牌挂咗喺呢位拐下拐下嘅 Bill 嘅心口上边。呢位 Bill 佢都话，佢跑嘅时候谂起呢个金句，佢话咧《哥林多前书》9:27，佢话我攻克己身，叫身服我，成为佢一生嘅激励。攻克己身，叫身服我。咁同样我都跑緊一条长跑，好似经今经文呢条 highway 嘛，跑去亲近神，跑返屋企，盼望我哋发软嘅腿係嘛，发酸嘅手，跑到好攰想放弃想 give up 嘅时候，諗下上帝好嘛，諗下上帝喺终点迎接我哋，拥抱我哋，将个荣耀冠冕放喺头上面嗰幅图画，有幅图画希望成我哋嘅鼓励，一路跑落去，一路跑呢条天路历程，笑住跑。人生好多嘅艰难系会嘅，但耶稣喺前面等紧我哋。 求主俾幅图画或啲五张嘅 postcard 激励我哋好吗？好，最尾咧，我想咗回应诗歌。